Okay, Rabbi Jacobson was just here. He couldn't stay because he's in a bayless. But I remember when a few months ago I went up to Muncie to make a Shiva call, and we were reminiscing JSS Kollel and all the good memories in the 90s. And he said, you know, remember how Rabbi Yudin got you that job? It was a little double take. I didn't realize the backdoor thing. My parents were not going to let me go to Moresha Kollel unless I had to get a job. I couldn't go because I had to go get a job. So I didn't realize they created a job for me. I thought it was a real thing. I thought, like, maybe the director of food services for the JSS Kollel was like a real thing. I put it on my resume. Like, you know, it was a hush of a thing. It's a god for it. You know, I'm the director of, like, a waiter. I had no idea.
No more real than music director in a camp.
Yeah. Oh, that's sorry. Oops. You know.
I mean, just theoretically.
I didn't realize that this all was coming from Rabbi Yudin in order to get me into Moresha Kollel, so my parents would say yes. So that Rabbi Yudin created a job for me, and now I get to see the Peros that a few years later get to come have nachas from his Talmidim. So when I asked Rabbi Yudin to speak, I said, let me say a few words. He says, Gedalia, I'm not known for saying a few words. Every word that the Rebbe says is golden, so it's a big zechus to have him with us. And now, it's my cover, that's Rebbe Yudin to speak.
Really, I was a Talmud of the David Lishitz, and he was not known for his brevity. So when people say for a few words, I don't know what that means. But I can only tell you that really I'm perhaps speechless. The last thing that you said, I'll be mamsha from where you left off, was that clearly the chizuk for us. I don't have to tell you on a personal note, that's why I am here today, not just for this incredible nachas, but to consider the Gedalia, Itam el Chavir, and the schus of just talking divrei Torah with him, that we do oftentimes, whether it's before Yom Tov, or we'll discuss various shilas with me, nothing less than a schus. And Noniach Bracha of Esecha, Rivka, not just the food was delicious, but just being here and celebrating this very special simcha is most delicious. Okay, we're on the heels, Baruch Hashem, of Purim, and I'd like to discuss a very fascinating Gemara. Chulin was the last one you learned, so it's towards the end. Well, perfect timing. Was it Kuflam and Tes? Okay, and Chulin. The Gemara asks a very strange question. The Gemara asks, Homa min HaTorah min Hayin. Okay, very strange. So, okay, we have an answer. Haman is spelled. I found, I didn't have to go too far. Third parak in Bereshis Hamino Eitz. So clearly, there's got to be something much deeper here than where do I find the three letters of Hamim Nun in the Torah. So, what does it mean, Hamino Eitz? So, the Gemara is telling us that after all, as we're going to hear, Yes Hashem, tomorrow night, in Perigimel of the Megillah, Nu B'chol Abdei HaMelech, Korim U'mishtachabim Lahamad. So which word didn't you understand? B'chol Abdei HaMelech. Then it goes on to tell us that U'mordechai lo yechrab lo yishtachabim. So instead of Haman focusing on what he had, and he had so much, no, as he says later on, unbelievable, since there was one that didn't, so he focused on what he didn't have, as opposed to focus on what he did have, that we know ultimately was his downfall. What's going on? The Gemara knows what it's doing. Gemara says, Amino Eitz. What do we find? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo v'yita Hashem kan be'edem. Right? And he says to Adam, it's all yours. Mamish, all yours. You can eat from any and every. Now, interesting. How do you understand? Pleasure to meet you a few moments ago. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel. How would you translate the words Ochol Tochel? You, something eat. Please give me the word in between. You,
surely.
Could eat.
Should
eat. 1 second. So listen carefully. I'm giving you homework. Go home and take a look at the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma on this spot says something fantastic. He learns it not could, but Badafka should. He says it's an assay. Had they only eaten, had Adam only eaten from the other peros in the Gan, as that would have fortified him, that would have protected him from the los assay, and he never would have eaten from. Very insightful Meshech Chachma. Let me just forgive me. So, no. So what's the hashva'a, the comparison between Haman and Adam is unfortunately all too exact. Adam had every fruit, every tree. Instead of focusing on what I have, he focused on as well what he didn't have. I believe what the Gemara is trying to teach us is a very, very important nekuda, and that is, there seems to be a midah in our nefesh that says man has a desire. The truth of the matter is, we're still in the parshios of the Mishkan, and not in this coming week, but this from the 2 weeks in Parshas Vayakel. We find the expression not once but twice. Very strange. But HaKadosh Baruch gives to the Chacham Leiv, the one that has Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch gives Chachma. So, excuse me, what did they have beforehand, and what did they have afterwards? Chol Chacham Leiv, they already had Chachma. So the Chafetz Chaim Zichron Lebracha learns, Chol Chacham Leiv, what Chachma did they have that they wanted more Chachma? Oh. If you are Mevakesh for it, then you get it. But you need to be a Bikush. You have to have this Ishtokukos. I'll give you a required reading. You take a look in the Dorash Moshe in Parshas Shmos. Now, where are we? We're at the snare. First time HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe. And what happens? Moshe says to... Listen carefully. Moshe turns away, right, from looking at the Shekhinah. Yara Hashem kisor lu'os. Literally, Hashem sees that he turns away. Okay, coming up in this week's parsha, Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, har'eini no es kodeh. Now it's clear that Moshe is not asking, let me see you. Har'eini is not to be understood like that. Clearly, let me understand you. Good. Like the Havdo, a math teacher puts a problem on the board. Do you see it? So he's not asking if you're Baruch Hashem, your eyes are working. You understand that? Hareini noas kodeh. The Medrash didn't say, wouldn't say this. I couldn't say it. When Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini noah, so Hashem says to him, Kishir Ratzi si, lo Ratzi so. Again, I'll just translate. I don't say you have a complete understanding of this, but it's clear that there's a certain, you'll see in a moment. When I wanted to give you at the snap, lo ratzisa, now that you want, forgive me, I'm not yet ready. Okay. A Cesar of Moshe, excuse me. When Moshe, Ayar Hashem ki sor leroz. Why is Moshe Taka being sor leroz? Because Moshe has such respect for the Shekhinah, he realizes, as the Torah says, Testament, Moshe, Ish, Moshe, Banav Ma'od, we call Adam. This is how an Olav Ma'od doesn't look, he understands that this is called not for me. Now, if Rav Moshe, it's in the Midrash Moshe, who says, Moshe basically was being given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Medrash, coming up on this coming Shabbos, a little bit of a slap on the wrist, saying that, yes, your motivation was pure. Your motivation was pure, meaning that you had kavod for the Shekhinah. What could be better than that? Well, sometimes, bikush, right, Tori ulam da nitzara. So even Moshe was taken to task for, at that time, his lack of bikush. So what emerges from the Gemara, which seemed on the surface to be almost like, you know, a little bit of levity, a little bit of Purim Torah, so where do I find the Haman in the Torah? I mean, it's no. It's something with a great deal of a very strong message to us. And the message to us is that a person has to have, at all times, bikush. The question is, for what? Like Shlomo Melech writes, Oev Kesef, Oyez Ba Kesef. So does it mean Yeshua? It means literally, Yishlom Mona, Rotzen Masayim. But Chazal tell us, Rashi says, Oev Mitzvos, Oyez Ba Mitzvos. So everybody has a Hishtokukos. And this Hishtokukos is a wonderful meter that we have technological advances in society, the Hishua comes about all this through this midah of wanting more. The question is, what are we wanting more for? Just to point out that Mamish, as the Gemara tells us in the Megillah, some of the exciting Ishtokokos of the Purim. If you think about it, because people need to be reminded that while reading the Megillah, approximately, I don't know, fast or slow they read it in Edison, but we're talking 40 minutes. You want to do it faster, 35, but okay, 45 minutes. It doesn't happen in 45 minutes, the Purim story. It's happening over many years. Esther becomes the Malka, Bishnas Sheva, the Malkuso. The decree of Haman is in Shtemis Reshona. So she's in the palace for 5 years. Does she have a minyan in the palace? Can she go to shul on Shabbos? She can't go to shul. Ein Esther Magedes, right? So Nebuch, she is stuck, right, for 5 years without any kind of support. No problem. What did it say there in Perek Beis? She's giving Sheva HaNeoros She's given the 7 attendants. So when she meets her 7 attendants, don't tell me your name is. Your name is Sunday. Your name is Monday. So she knows when Shabbos is, right? Shabbos. She recognizes. Again, why is that a wow? Because it shows one thing, that there was this bikush, there was this determination, and that's the way things are accomplished. Luke, could you only imagine, right after Mamash, Kachol Yeyosel Lo'ish, Asher HaMelech, please speak of God. So put yourself in Mordechai's persona. Wow. You know, and it came especially like Laila, who knows the Shnas HaMelech, the whole thing is happening so quickly, etc. But you have to believe that Mordechai also, when they cut his finger, blood is going to come out. So at least for the moment, man, he's sitting on top of the world. That's what you have thought. Yoshev Mordechai, Yoshev HaMelech. What didn't you understand? No. What does Rashi say? Osako v'taniso. That's it. He was so... Don't tell me that he was... No. Don't coming from the Sus and the Kesser Malchus, it couldn't distract him from his Bikush. His Bikush was that I have to save Klal Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, it's actualized because he has that determination. There's no question about it that we're here today to celebrate a major accomplishment. A major accomplishment for anybody. Anybody. But I can only tell you, Baruch Hashem, having been in Malkut, business, I don't have any business cards, never did, etc. But having been in the business, thank God, to a great extent, still are. Talk about Gedalia, together with Rivka, that his business does not afford him much free time. First of all, the responsibility of teaching that he has in two different yeshiva high schools, travel time, and then being a rev of a kehila, you know how much time and energy that takes for a person, and to be able to, Baruch Hashem, find the time to finish Shas, which very often, as we all know, is not easy. I'm talking about just the material itself. That forget about finding the time for it. Now that I have the time, okay, it's not like reading the Hapo L.F. Abdolos, a novel. Okay, so I can relax. I'll sit back on a chair. No. This doesn't require relaxation. This requires a Mova Fatora. So to find, number one, the time that he doesn't have, and to find the energy to be able to see the sweetness of what I'm doing. I know I'm tired and I know I have other things to do. But what's driving him is the harmony, to find the sweetness of Torah, which is really the bracha that we make every morning. This is what we are celebrating today. So we're really getting a head start on Purim. And Purim represents this incredible bikush that Esther and Mordechai have in terms of their personal example, in terms of what Purim represents. So I cannot thank you enough for not only setting an example for some of the retired rabbanim. Come on, you got to find the time, okay? To follow through in what Rav Gedalia has done, but certainly a beautiful inspiration for all of us. And really, we'll conclude with the famous Arizal, who popularized that Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, is like Purim. Why? They're both a celebration of Kabbalah Satorah. In fact, the Gemara says, Yes Hashem, on Tuesday, when we sit down to the Su'unta. So the Rebbe Rav Aaron Kreisler told me, what are we celebrating in contrast to Hanukkah, where there's no obligation for a Su'unta? When Jews kill out 75,000, as we're told in the ninth chapter of Esther, and we don't lose a man, 75,000, that's a miracle. Okay? Sh'asim nisim la'avosim. Good. But aside from that, the Gemara says, when you sit down to your Suda this Tuesday, have in mind that this is a Suda for Kabbalah Satorah. The first Kabbalah Satorah was Be'ulas, right? Sakti Zohar, Gekihis. Hoda Kibruah, the Gemara says, Bimei Tachashveirosh. So, Purim is a time of Kabbalah Satorah Be'ratzon. What does Ratzon mean? Ratzon means, on the one hand, willingly, on the other hand, it means desire. So my bracha is that what we say every day, three times a day, Poseach Esidecha, Masbiya V'chol Chai, Kolin. Ah, in fact, I heard this from Rabbi Jacobson many years ago under Ksuba, under Chuppah. So you can tell him that I quoted him, and this is what my bracha is. you shouldn't feel that you're finished. Next time around, not all Tosfos, many Tosfos. So, you know, I said, you asked what's his next project. So he answered pretty much the same. But that's all. It's clearly defined. That's all. But the idea is, think about it. Gives each person colon rutzel. So this gentleman is going to say, Hashem gives what we need. Okay, I'll take that explanation. But adarabba v'adarabba, we should take it to mean that he gives us the rutzel to want. We should want more. Question is, what we are asking more of. Nope. The beautiful example that you are setting for us today is such an inspiration to all of us. We should all be so there to have the Ratzon for more Torah and for more Chesed. And there's no question about it. That this, as well, to the best of our ability, is our key of Timcha Zecher HaMalek. We get rid of the rot in this world by putting so much more Torah into this world. Yes, Hashem, we should be zochah to many more smachot in this home.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Scratch thing. Okay. Have a rotzen to have a rotzen.
So they say mitzvot zavah. So we can never mitzvot zavah.